You're listening to KNKX. One of the chambers in the Ballard locks that connects ships with Puget Sound is closed until December for much needed maintenance. KNKX's Rebecca Way tells us more on a tour through the lock's depths.
The cavernous chamber is now completely empty, aside from a thick layer of barnacles, shells, and seaweed. It smells strongly of low tide and gets worse the deeper into the locks we go.
One thing I like to point out, right now you're in a chamber. That's a big accomplishment. And you're not in a boat, so that's pretty cool.
That's John Hofstra, the operations project manager with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which operates the locks. He brings us to one of the openings in the chamber's towering walls. It leads to a tunnel that's about 800 feet long. That's long enough to fit the Space Needle, with room to spare.
Right now we're in what we call one of the filling culverts, and this is where the water's flowing when we raise and lower the large lock chamber.
Crews are replacing the parts that control how water flows through here. They're called stony gate valves, and they're lifted up and down to change the water level of the chamber. Bill Dowell works for the Army Corps. He says this is the first time the valves have been fully replaced since the locks opened over 100 years ago.
This has never been done before. We don't really know what we're going to run into, so a 45-day closure we know it affects our customers, our stakeholders, the commerce that comes through here. It's got to get done.
The Army Corps relies entirely on federal funding to do work on the locks. And it's important that the locks are kept up to date because they control the levels of Lakes Union and Washington. Changing these levels would affect miles of shoreline and the floating bridges of State Route 520 and Interstate 90. Dowell says they have to decide what projects to prioritize long before they ask for funding.
It isn't we just go in tomorrow and say, we need $10 million to put new gates in, right? It takes years to get that taken care of. And we compete with the entire nation.
The large chamber is closed and emptied each year for regular maintenance. But this closure is lasting about a month longer. The chamber will be closed a few more times over the next 2 years so that all six valves can be replaced.
The new ones, which will benefit salmon, is the fact that we can only open them up a certain amount, only let a certain amount of water through, so you're not going to entrap fish at the entrance of the tunnel.
Dowell says the new valves are also designed to last just as long as the old ones, helping to keep the locks in operation for another 100 years. Rebecca Way, KNKX News.